everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. We're off and running now on this Tuesday, September the 5th, 2017, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. I do want to say thank you to some folks who helped out while I was away. Dan Shear, editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, certified financial planner, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, thank you very much. Political analyst Jim Kelly, and of course, Ray Allen, my fine engineer producer, holding down the fort while I was away. And it was so comforting to know that all went well. And folks were treated to a week's worth of shows that are content heavy the way we like it. So thank you, gentlemen, very much. The Buckmaster Show contributor from the nation's capital is Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on D.C. and governmental affairs. He's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents, among other clients, the city of Tucson. Terry, how are you?
Oh, Bill, I'm just great. Just great.
You took your annual Labor Day weekend for your golf tournament in Sand Hills, the famous course in Nebraska. It's a great sports time of year. You got the U.S. Open, the football season, the road to the playoffs in baseball, and then your golf game. How did you do?
Well, let's just say I ain't what I used to be. But I held my own in the team matches, and I had a great time. And meanwhile, my Nationals have the East locked up, and your Diamondbacks are fighting for a wild card spot.
So it's a great time of year for sports, and, well, about politics, I guess you could call what we are embarking on back in D.C. the September to Remember.
Yeah, indeed it is. There are so many key issues that must be resolved, and some which we've brought upon ourselves. North Korea, the fate of the Dreamers, which we just heard the president's calling off the program, throwing the ball to Congress. The deadline for all the appropriations bill, but there is one piece of government business more urgent than anything else, Bill. It's raising the debt limit.
Tell us, for those that do not know, why this is the essential item, Terry Bracey.
Well, Bill, from the days of Alexander Hamilton, America has always been known to pay its bills in full and on time. In order to do this, and because revenues tend to lag from taxes and so on, we must assume debt in the form of selling bonds to the public, savings bonds, treasury bonds, and so on. And this means from time to time, Congress must raise the debt limit so that we can pay our bills on time.
And we've heard some critics, Terry, say in recent years anyway, that this is not so important, that we could just negotiate our debt down.
Well, you know, Bill, this is not a real estate deal. That idea would be an absolute disaster for the U.S. and I think for the world economy. The world economy, as you well know, Bill, for the most part, depends on America's good credit, which goes back to our founding. As I said, investors worldwide send their money to the U.S. because of an important word, trust. And that's why the dollar is the dominant world currency. The Treasury Secretary now has informed Congress that we need debt extension, and we need it this month so we can pay our bills.
So aren't some in Congress, Terry, talking about the debt extension to the appropriations bill and what they call Katrina funding that will take care of Harvey? And now we've got this other monster hurricane that could hit Florida.
Yeah, God willing. I don't know. Well, we have a lot of dreamers of a different kind on the Hill. Everybody's got a way that you can hook all these things together and so on, and now we get to all the divisions in Congress, which make it almost impossible. Some say wrap everything up in one big package, but the conservatives object because they see no dramatic cuts in the appropriations bill. And they're demanding radical reforms in exchange for their votes. The Democrats, whose votes are going to be needed to pass that extension, are okay with the clean debt bill, but not with appropriations that raise military spending while cutting Medicaid and programs for children and the poor.
So where do you think it's all going to end up?
Well, my guess today is after much gnashing of teeth, Congress will give President Trump a victory on the debt, but not so much with appropriations. I think they'll pass what's called the continuing resolution to keep existing programs running at the same rate until December, or maybe even into the new year. And they'll attach the Harvey Relief Fund to that CR. There'll be no funding for President Trump's wall.
So you got all these other issues, too, that are coming to a head. You've got the situation with Korea. You have the fate of the Dreamers. You have the tax bill. And again, getting back to what is going to cost this country a lot of money, not just the recovery from Hurricane Harvey and getting Houston back on its feet, and now what may be brewing with Florida. So you got a lot of issues now, Terry Bracey, to deal with on that are on the plate.
Yeah, Bill, we do. And but let us first realize that some of these, quote, emergencies were willed by the president himself. He did not have to act on the Dreamers today. He could have let that go and tried to assemble some kind of coalition and get some agreement. But no, he went on that, and that divides everybody. All the conservatives, are going to be opposed to doing anything on the Dreamers, and it's sort of like throwing a grenade into a room of arguing people. Trump had pledged to deport them all, and so he's sticking with his campaign pledge and his folks. But we'll see on that. But also in North Korea, the president has adopted a strategy of confrontation, which seems to have backfired. He chose confrontation, as opposed to President Bush, President Obama, and now we're having nuclear weapons in play. Lord help us.
Getting back to the Dreamer situation, that is the top story of the day, Terry Bracey. What about this 6 months that basically the president has kind of kicked the can down the road and given it over to Congress? But when you look how hard it has been for Congress to really accomplish anything and to get on the same page, 6 months doesn't seem like a very long time, does it?
No, it doesn't, and I wish someone would put me in charge of getting it through. Because what I would do and what I would advise all the Dreamers leaders to do is focus on putting a coalition together of Democrats and border state Republicans. If you have those two groups together, people with a strong economic interest and ties, and the Democrats, you have a majority in both the House and the Senate. And what I would do today is I'd be assembling that majority. I wouldn't listen to all the talk back and forth. I would just go do it. And then present the president and the congressional leadership with a bill that he has to sign.
Well, it just seems inconceivable as the government basically runs out of money right at the end of September. You would think there's got to be a continuing resolution, especially when you have all these people that are hurting in Texas and Louisiana. So the shutdown doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Well, no, I don't think so. I really don't. I don't think they're, shall we say, gently crazy enough to do that.
I don't think so.
It's a word I don't like to use, but it would be nuts. We'd have the stock market crash and everything else. And by the way, look at what the market says about the Dreamer program today that he announced.
Yep.
So I just think that we'll get through this somehow, but the appropriations will go on till the end of the year. And it's just a lot easier for him to not change anything as it is right now because there's so many divisions, and use the pressure of time to bring these members to some kind of of understanding, or they'll be in there Christmas Day. And I've seen that too.
Okay. Terry Bracey, always a pleasure. Glad you're back safe and sound after your... I know you always look forward to that Labor Day golfing weekend. Sounds like you had a good time. Terry, thank you.
Oh, it was a blast. Just a blast.
Back to reality.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Terry Bracey with us. The Buckmaster Show, presented by Green Things. For all your things green, visit Green Things, 3384 East River Road, by the Rito River Walk, on the web at Green Things AZ. They're located just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Shelley Fishman's next. He'll tell us how bad things are on Wall Street right after this.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improved mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday at noon, the monthly showdown features commentators Joseph Morgan and David Morales. Plus, Hall of Fame ad man Steve Lynn joins us. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI with worldwide live listening, podcasts, and our show archive at buckmastershow.com.
Kelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we'll make it very easy for you. We'll be able to consult with our guy right now, and his name is Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you, sir?
Well, it's Tuesday.
And, of course, the market's tanking. But before you tell us about that, I do want to say thank you very much. You put together on Tuesday last week while I was on vacation a great show because it was so full of information that people need to know about wills and trusts.
Yeah, Don and Craig did a really
good
job. Don
Lou's terrific.
Yeah.
And then you introduced to our listeners and other gentlemen.
Craig Wisdom,
yeah. So.
No, it was a good show. It was fun to do, and it was, as you said before, very content-heavy, there's a lot more to be talked about, so
we're
maybe
hoping
we'll
to
get
do
those guys back.
Right. We're hoping to do a part two. So how bad is it on Wall Street?
Oh, down about 240 points. It's bouncing between 240, 250, and 230. As we get into the afternoon, we're off the day's lows, but it's not good.
Well, we kind of sensed this was coming, didn't we?
Over the long weekend. There's so much uncertainty around. I mean, you and Terry had a great discussion about some of the items. And each of these items takes a little notch out of GDP and a little notch out of profitability and our ability to get our budget in balance as a country. And when you, I mean, they're thinking that Harvey, the cost to the federal government to just do the repairs could be $150 billion.
And, of course, that probably will turn out to be low.
There's always a whole bunch of stuff peripherally that gets there.
Look at your own home. If anyone's ever done any kind of home repairs, what happens? The cost usually goes up, right?
Right.
So once you get into it.
And it's not known what permanent fixes will be required, if any, of the folks in Houston. You know, Houston's growth has been phenomenal over the past decade, and they've essentially just kind of paved over this bayou, and so the water's got no place to go. There's no zoning. There's very few requirements for developers when they build, and so there's no overarching plan. And so what happens when the next storm? I mean, they've had in the past 3 years, it's either three or 200-year floods, and now this 1,000-year flood.
Yeah.
And so somebody's got to scratch their heads and say, wait a second, we got to do something because this is happening more often and it's not going to get any better.
It's the fourth largest city in the United States.
It is the fourth largest. But also, and this is galling to me, and I hope our audience won't take this the wrong way, but among the industries most damaged in this conflagration are the extraction and petroleum, petrochemical industries that have lied to us for 30 years about pollution, global warming, and that kind of thing. And so they are now, with their hands out, you know, help us, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And yes, they do need help, and we should help them. But what I'd like to see really is some more longer-term fixes that go along with this $150 billion or more that they're going to ask for. Now, we've got similar problems you know, potentially coming up in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And it's not over, Bill. I mean, the storms, if you believe the forecasts, the storms will become somewhat fewer but more intense.
This one has winds up to 180 miles per hour.
The strongest Atlantic Basin hurricane in history.
Oh, man. I really feel for that little island of Anguilla, a place I was in a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's as flat as a board, and it's hard to believe what, if anything, would be left after 180 mile-an-hour winds hit that
island. So Harvey could take, you know, a couple of tenths of a point off our GDP for the third quarter. We don't know what Irwin will do. The economic effects of this Dreamer decision on California alone, let alone Texas, because Texas is the number two state for Dreamers, could be impactful. And now you have all the uncertainty and tension over trade relations with, of all places, South Korea. let alone the threats of nuclear conflagration there. So all of this uncertainty, combined with what's going on with the budget problems, the debt, the stuff that you and Terry were talking about, that uncertainty and the fact that the market was near record highs. I mean, last week we broke through 22,000 again. That's having its effects today and probably for the rest of the week.
All right, let's go to the live line. Carl would like to speak about the land use policy in Houston.
Hi, Carl.
Yes, hi. I'm looking at the Houston government website right now, and it says that they don't have zoning, but development is governed by codes that address how the property can be subdivided. The department checks subdivision plats for the proper subdivision of land and for adequate street or right-of-way building lines and for compliance with the city's land development ordinances. And development sites are checked for compliance with regulations that include parking, tree, and shrub requirements, setbacks, and access. Now, the other thing is, Houston is surrounded by all the bedroom communities, and they do have zoning regulations. So, you know, that in effect, at this particular point, you're not going to be able to go in and put a pig farm next to a church.
Well, that's pretty extreme, Carl. My understanding of some of those regulations is that they can be met by channeling the water into the streets, so the streets become the drainage, and you know that can be a problem when the amount of flooding becomes higher than the difference between the street level and the housing levels.
Okay, but is that any different from what Tucson
does? Yeah, Tucson's kind of that way.
But we're also not sitting on the Gulf of Mexico. But you're right. I mean, we could have we've seen. I mean, I got amphibious in my SUV
2 years ago, two summers ago.
Yeah, on Country Club.
I remember.
The water was coming over the hood.
Yeah, I remember. So, in the remaining couple of minutes, we got all this uncertainty, Shelley. So, the bottom line, what's an investor to do?
Well, this is going to be the same thing we've been talking about time and time again, Bill, that when you have markets that have behaved in a very erratic fashion and in a way that is not necessarily commensurate with either what the economy seems to be doing or with what government policy seems to be promoting, because, you know, we haven't even talked about the Fed and the fact that there's some discussion about whether the Fed will do, you know, one more interest increase this this year. What you have to be is cautious, and you have to be careful, and you've got to balance your portfolio in such a way that you can absorb some of this volatility and maybe even take advantage of that volatility in ways that we can't predict. But if markets go down a great deal and you're feeling optimistic about recovery, maybe having some cash sitting on the side that you can then
ready to
reinvest,
buy on the low,
you know, makes a great deal of sense. The other thing is to take a look at the portfolio, not just in terms of the difference between bonds and stocks, but really focus in on the kinds of industry segments that might do well during a recovery or might do well during periods of scientific achievement, or might not do well. You know, take a look at segments that might become very subject, for instance, to higher inflation, whereas others might not. Take a look at things like, you know, consumer products that have lagged a little bit in the past and, you know, maybe accumulating some pent-up demand because we haven't had a very successful manufacturing for instance, in the large consumer products, the durables. So there may be some areas that you can take advantage of in consultation with your financial advisor. And that's the thing. You know, if you are absolutely expert, by all means, have fun, do it yourself. But if you're not, you know, get some help, get some advice, take a look at some historicals and take the time to really study it. Because this just might be a time when you can take advantage over the next, say, 2 years of what could be some, increased volatility that present opportunities for really wise investors.
All right, Shelley Fishman, thank you very much again for hosting the show, and I very much appreciated it last Tuesday. Good advice today, as usual. Thanks, Shelley.
Bill, have a great week.
Find out more about Shelley Fishman, buckmastershow.com. Get you a direct link to Shell.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Be there Saturday, September 9th, when the Wildcats welcome the Houston Cougars to Arizona Stadium. It's Tucson Community Night. Members of the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base will be honored, and the kids from Tucson Youth Football will play at halftime. Arizona football versus Houston, this Saturday at 7:30. Get tickets at arizonawildcats.com/FB or call 621-CATS. Tickets start at just $12. Once again, that's arizonawildcats.com/FB or call 621-CATS.
The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. Our worldwide live streaming, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Great weekend coming up to go to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's cooler over there, about 15 degrees, due to the nice elevation, about a mile high elevation, puts it at about 5,000 to 6,000 feet. Let's go hiking, camping, hanging out in Silver City, a very historic place. Just relax in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of the great places to stay and things to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It is a good day to bring in our environmental contributor on the Buckmaster Show. He's Mitch Tobin, former award-winning reporter at the Tucson Citizen and Arizona Daily Star, where he covered environmental, border, and other issues. He's the author of Endangered Species on the Brink, Endangered Biodiversity on the Brink, and he owns Sea to Snow Consulting in Denver. He's also editor of waterpoles.org. New website about our environment here in the West, and he joins us from his home base in Colorado. Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. It's a little bit smoky still here in Denver, due to the wildfires, but not as bad as yesterday, which was really terrible.
Whoa. What an, I'll tell you, this summer, from an environmental point of view in North America, has been really bad. You've got the West, which really record number of wildfires in the West. I just came back from a week up on Vancouver Island, and we had to go all the way over to the very west coast of the island, a place called Port Renfrew, to finally get away from the smoke. We may have been, Mitch, in the only place in the North America, western portion of North America that didn't have a lot of smoke.
Yeah, there's quite a few fires that are burning now. We have seen a tremendous drought develop in Montana and some of those states around that portion of the country, and that's really fueling fires. And there's a good amount of smoke throughout the country now because of that. And you had a really tremendous heat wave in California recently. On Friday, San Francisco hit an all-time high of 106 degrees, which is really amazing if you know San Francisco and have been there. So we have that going on the west side of the continent. And then, of course, on the east side and in the Gulf Coast region, just as we're recovering from Hurricane Harvey, we now have this other Hurricane Irma, which appears to be headed toward the Florida area, and that will definitely be something to watch over the next week.
And by the way, Mitch's book is just titled, it's a one-word title, Endangered. I kind of screwed that up. Sorry about that, Mitch.
That's okay.
The book is still available, right, on Amazon?
It is, for sure.
Okay. Now, we've had the West on fire, and now we've got the situation. Of course, we had the Harvey cleanup going on, and now with this other Hurricane Irma, the most powerful, I believe, Atlantic hurricane at 180 miles per hour. I don't know. I haven't seen anything that says about the record on this, but I would guess it is very rare, if it's ever happened, but that you would have two hurricanes hitting the United States in a three-week period.
Yeah, you know, we've had a fair number of relatively quiet years, but if you think back to 2004, that was a big year. There were actually four that hit Florida in that year, and then the next year, of course, was Katrina, which was a tremendous storm. So this, we've had a few years where there haven't been a lot of high-profile storms hitting the United States, but certainly this year is one for the record books. And in terms of Harvey, the rainfall totals were just literally off the charts. They had to redraw some of these legends for their maps because they had rainfall totals that exceeded what was on the existing charts. The story with Irma seems to be that the wind speeds, just the latest Hurricane Hunter flight that came back, put the top speed at 185 miles per hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is, getting up there towards almost the all-time record. And it's expected to remain a Category 4 or Category 5 storm for the next few days and go through the Caribbean and hit a number of areas there. And, we'll see what happens, but it's looking like Florida's in the crosshairs, and it's a question of when it's going to turn north. And that'll be something that people will be watching very, very closely over the next few days.
The only hurricane I have ever lived through was on the island of St. Martin. We took a direct hit I think it was Hurricane Bertha back in the early 90s. And the island right across from St. Martin is a very flat island called Anguilla. And that area right now is in the crosshairs for Irma. And I know we were in like a Category 1, I think it was 110 miles an hour. But we spent like 18 hours on the floor of the hotel room, and it was the most amazing experience I've ever been in. I cannot imagine how that area is going to hold up with 185 mile an hour winds. It will be horrible.
Yeah, I mean, even in the developed part of the world, you would question whether it's this integrity of structures would remain, but you know, less developed parts of the world with the housing there, it's just going to be catastrophic.
How about your polling? And I know with your new service that you're providing, and it's waterpolls.org. You've done some polling about how people feel about reforming flood policies, which really need it, don't they? Especially in the Gulf region like Houston.
Yeah, and I think we're probably going to hear more about these policies given what's happened in the wake of Hurricane Harvey and who knows what's going to happen with Irma. But there, as with many things in the water world, there does seem to be a bipartisan consensus on reforming flood policies in the United States. And that might be something like trying to discourage people from rebuilding repeatedly in an area that we know is going to flood. And I think it's become all the more urgent because the storms appear to be getting much more intense with climate change effects. And one of the notable aspects of Hurricane Harvey was that many of the areas that flooded were not considered at a high risk of flooding. So mm-hmm. It really calls into question these concepts of 100-year floods and flood zones. And, you know, essentially we've built infrastructure and developments in society, assuming the climate will be one way, and now we're in a changing climate in which areas that we thought were maybe safe from things like floods maybe are not anymore.
I wonder about the high pressure that built in. It's so strong, and it still really hasn't broken up over the western United States that really has been in place for a couple of months now, areas like Seattle having all-time record highs. And you wonder, is that encouraging the Atlantic hurricanes to pull and become more intense? Have you given that any thought, Mitch Tobin?
That's a good question. I mean, I wouldn't know that myself, whether there is a connection. I mean, it's all connected. We're all on the same planet.
Right.
And certainly weather patterns in one part of the continent can affect weather patterns in another part of the continent. So it's possible that those are connected. And, you know, the things that are happening hundreds or even thousands of miles away can have an influence. But, you know, with something like drought, for example, you often see, you know, one part of the country might be very wet and another part might be very dry. Our country is so big that it's rare that the entire country is totally wet or totally dry. It seems to be often balanced in one area by another.
This seems to be a new normal, at least for August, with the July and August, really, for these western wildfires, doesn't it?
Yeah, so the year-to-date total in terms of number of acres burned is quite high. I mean, it's higher than the 10-year average, and we still have you know, a little while to go in terms of the wildfire season. So depending on the weather, we'll see how it goes. I mean, as of today, 7.8 million acres have burned. If you look at the 10 years prior, the annual average by this day, September 5th, is 5.5 million acres. So we're already 2.3 million acres above that average. And we still have some time to go.
Well, it is. It's just kind of mind-boggling when you have San Francisco. Normally in August, it's a cool month because that's
sure.
As the interior heats up in the Central Valley of California, that draws that fog in through the Golden Gate area. So to hit over 100 degrees in the city is unbelievable. Some parts of the South Bay and parts of the Bay Area were pushing 115 degrees. That, you know, many people, I lived in the Bay Area, and many people do not have air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was certainly the case when we were up in Seattle last week. People were literally sleeping out on their lawns because they just weren't getting any cooling.
Yeah, and I've lived in the San Francisco Bay Area and travel back there for work, and I have occasionally been back there during those heat waves. And yeah, plenty of the buildings don't have air conditioning. And you know, usually the summer very often in San Francisco is very cold. I mean,
yeah.
The old line from Mark Twain about the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco, because that fog comes in and it's freezing. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case a couple of days ago when you hit 106. Well, Tucson and Phoenix weather.
Really crazy summer weather this year. Mitch Tobin, thank you very much. Mitch, where can we find out more about what you're doing these days?
Well, I'd invite you to follow me on Twitter. I'm just Mitch Tobin on Twitter. I use that as a platform for these various different projects. But I would invite folks to check out the waterpolls.org website. I'm tracking public opinion on a whole variety of water issues. For a while, it was definitely focused more on drought, but more recently I've been looking at flooding since that has become a much bigger issue recently.
We've had a very strange monsoon, summer thunderstorm season. We had a record July and then practically bone dry in August. So very strange for us, Mitch Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, Mitch Tobin, our environmental contributor. Dr. Ray Woosley is next with our Your Meds segment. Be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Named after the classic New Orleans cocktail, Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our monthly segment. We call it Your Meds, How to Take Control of Your Healthcare. Our Your Meds segment features our friend, Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean, and founder and now president emeritus of the very successful Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture, which keeps him very busy and it's taken off and doing very well, it's called Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, very easy to use, and people find it that way in 180 countries. They find their way to CredibleMeds.org. That's over 2,000 people a day. Dr. Woosley joins us now on the live line, fresh from a dental appointment, and I hope all went well, Ray.
It did, Bill. Thank you. No problems, no cavities.
Oh, good news.
I got a big gold star to put on my chest.
Oh, there you go. I want to talk a little bit about palpitations. And from what we're hearing, a lot of younger people are having kind of this racing heartbeat. And you kind of wonder if it might be tied into kind of the millennial generation's love of caffeine, for one thing.
I think there's a lot of evidence to that, Bill.
And yeah.
It's a problem that is fairly common, and it probably means nothing in most people, but it can be serious, and it shouldn't be overlooked as a problem. And I always encourage people to try to figure out what's causing it and help their doctor decide if it's anything serious. It can lead to serious arrhythmias. Well, palpitations really are just a change in the heart's rhythm so much that it makes you aware of your heartbeat. Mm-hmm. So you might feel the heart beating real fast or real irregular. And again, an occasional thing like that can be seen, and you can sometimes figure out what's causing it. But if you don't, seeing your doctor is really important. But
what?
I think a lot of the caffeine that's in many of the products that we drink today and the energy drinks are why so many young people are having a problem with this.
Yeah, they're so-called power drinks. We've all seen them, Red Bull, Monster Energy, Mountain Dew. They are loaded with caffeine, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, if you were to just drink those in moderation, you probably would be okay. But what people do is they also drink coffee, or they eat tea, or drink tea, or eat chocolate, which has caffeine in it also. Or they even take no-dose pills to stay awake. You start piling all this caffeine up, and it's even in dietary supplements for weight loss. And so it's in a lot of pills we don't know about, and you can pretty soon. There are a lot of patients treated in the emergency room for palpitations that become symptomatic, and it's because they just have multiple sources for the caffeine, or their asthma medicine is being taken at the same time, which can also cause your heart to race.
Well, as a migraine sufferer in the past, I also know that one of the components, Dr. Ray Woosley, in many of the commonly used migraine medicines like Excedrin, there's caffeine in there.
That's right. You know, the APC, the C is for caffeine. So a lot of these products for migraine, for menstrual cramps, have a lot of caffeine in it. And again, mixing it with these other multiple sources, you don't realize how much of this medicine you're putting, this drug that you're putting into your body.
Now, how about prescription medicines? And this is where Credible Meds play such a great role, because with Credible Meds, you can look up very easily the type of medicine you are taking. You can see about interactions. And some of those interactions could cause an irregular heartbeat, correct?
They sure can. And some of the very commonly taken medicines like Nexium, if you take that for prolonged periods of time, it can upset the chemistry of your blood and cause palpitations. Thyroid hormones, these can do this. And on our website, we try to help you manage the hundreds of interactions. And there's a lot of websites that you can go to put in your medicines, and it'll usually give you 30 to sometimes 50 interactions to worry about. And so I always encourage people to take that list to their pharmacist and to their doctor and figure out which of those might be relevant for them.
What about red wine and alcoholic beverages? Can they make the heart race a bit?
They can. And you know, there are some genetic causes for this, and especially Asian descent patients have a very high incidence of inability to metabolize or break down alcohol, and they'll get flushing and they'll get palpitations. Of course, binge drinking a lot of alcohol, the next day a lot of people will develop atrial fibrillation and serious arrhythmias. So alcohol in moderation should be no problem for most people, but some people, even moderate intake can cause palpitations.
And even some of these dietary supplements that bill themselves as being, well, I guess, safe, that could cause the heart palpitations.
It certainly can. And, you know, these are, quote, natural. Well, you know, you hear me say this a lot. Rattlesnake venom is natural, too. But a lot of the dietary supplements for weight loss, for energy, contain not only caffeine, they contain ephedra-like compounds. Ephedra was supposed to be taken out of the dietary supplements, but they put in things very similar. So dietary supplements, as your listeners know, I caution people to don't waste that money and take that risk.
Dietary supplements, how are they regulated, Dr. Woosley?
Not at all.
Thank you for asking, right?
Yeah, you can put anything into a bottle and label it dietary supplement and sell it without asking approval from anyone. And it's a real problem. The FDA tries to regulate these, but they have to go out and test and show that these things are harmful before they can require the companies to do anything.
What are some of the things that we can do if we do feel like that we want to have normal kind of heart rhythm? What should we do?
Well, I think staying out of stress, of course. And if you do have palpitations, you know, try to relax and figure out what's causing it. And if they do persist, or if they progress to you get chest pain or shortness of breath or dizziness, then you should go to the emergency room or call your physician immediately. But I think maintaining a normal weight, don't overeat, don't be overweight, because even overeating can stretch your stomach and cause arrhythmia and palpitations.
And as far as blood pressure, make sure you try to keep that under control, right?
Absolutely. Good point. I should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
High blood pressure is one of the most common causes. What it does, it stretches your heart. Your heart, in order to beat, has to exert more force, and that stretches your heart muscle, and that causes your heart rhythm to be abnormal. So high blood pressure is one of the most common causes.
And, you know, you mentioned a while ago chocolate does contain caffeine, but, you know, there have been some studies that do prove that if the chocolate content is above, say, in that 70 to 80 range, it can actually be good for you.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Well, it has very good effects on your lipids. I'm a big chocolate eater and a chocolate believer. And again, anything in moderation. Chocolate has very good health effects in the medical literature.
And again, crediblemeds.org, very easy to do. Just take your prescription bottle and type in the name of the prescription, the name of the medication, and then you will get all sorts of information, correct?
Exactly. And we now have an iPhone app for patients who really have worry about their heart rhythm. They can carry this app and take this to their doctor's office or the pharmacist and check the medicines to see if they're on what we call our risk lists, the list of drugs that you really have to worry about if you have certain heart conditions.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley. Thank you, Dr. Woosley, checking in with us telephonically after your dental appointment. I'm glad that went well, and we'll see you next month. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley with us, our contributor with our Your Meds segment. That's going to wrap it up for the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. And, of course, anytime there's a three-day weekend, it always feels, Ray, like Monday. Oh, yeah. But it is a short week. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We've got the showdown. A new participant sparring with Mr. David Morales will be Joseph Morgan, who does a show right here on KVOI Saturday afternoon at 1. I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be fun. And, of course, Mike Check with Mike Shaw this afternoon, 4 to 5. Ray will be around for that show as well, helping out. So together, Ray and I say have a great afternoon and evening.